Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. Doug Berry is our guest, longtime brain trust member. Doug, I need you to tell us about UCBC, USBCBC.
Yes, the U.S.-China Business Council is a membership organization for U.S. companies that are involved in doing business with China or would like to. And we've been around for about 45 years now, and we're basically, as most business associations are, an advocacy organization advocating for U.S. companies to be successful in the Chinese market.
So, and I need the website, please.
Website is www.uschina.org. Right. Listeners that are interested in membership, let us know. My information is on the website, and I'd be glad to talk to you about
it. And his articles, his articles, where recently he said this: we are at this trouble crossroad. He means the China U.S. negotiations. We are at this trouble crossroads for a variety of reasons, but most fundamentally, we are here because China has not yet fulfilled major promises to reform and open its markets, including promises that its leaders continue to make. Thank you for stating that so clearly, Doug.
Well, it's sure, and that's the essence of it, isn't it? And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. The Chinese themselves have said that they need to do what we're asking them to do. We just want them to do it. Mm-hmm. We want them to put it on paper and then make sure that whatever they agree to, they can be held accountable for it going forward. No backsliding, just to make sure that they're 100% on board with this and that the market is further open to U.S. business.
So currently, even though you mentioned the election earlier, it's still a pretty good bit of way away, and because it's almost a year and a half. So the question is I report here on the agriculture sector, the manufacturing sector, and the small business sector. All three of those major sectors are currently still supporting President Trump's strategy, holding them off, holding China off, and making them pay for their recalcitrance. So my question to you is your group, if this current negotiation falls through, is this the last straw for you guys? Are you going to say, let's go back to the way we were, stop the tariffs and everything, let's give up? What are they going to say?
I don't think we can go back, and we shouldn't go back. We should look at these negotiations as a test for even greater ones that are likely around the corner. What I mean by that is that with all these new technologies, self-driving cars, supercomputers, super medicines, these are all potential battlegrounds for the U.S. and China to go forward. And there are now two camps. I'm sure you've read about them, at least two, but two major ones. One of the ones are the pragmatists, and I'm among them, and I think probably you are too, that would like some kind of accommodation with the Chinese so that we can continue to do business with them. The second is what you call the hawks. They think that a conflict with China, maybe even a military one, is inevitable down the road.
I think the military argument is a canard, because I think the war is already underway, Doug. I think World War III is already underway, and that's the technology privacy, the cyber war, I should say. The cyber war is already underway. America is not winning, and I think this is why we have no choice in our negotiations with China, but to do something to help abate this at the source, not keep them from coming in our front door, but stop them at their front door. We have no choice but to do this. This is more than just about trade. I'll give you the last thoughts.
Yes, well, the last thought is there are some people arguing that they tend to be trade hawks or hawks on the China-U.S. relationship, and they would like nothing better than two separate economic systems. Mm-hmm. It's called decoupling.
Yeah.
They want to decouple the United States in every respect from China, develop our own economic system with our own allies and partners, and let them have their own. I think that would be a disaster as well. So we really have to use these negotiations that are going on now, not take a break for the next year and a half until the elections, but continue to work forward on resolving the issues
now
in front of us.
One of the mistakes China might make, though, if they wait till after the election to see if President Trump doesn't get elected, and he does get reelected, they might have a tougher guy to deal with than they do now. They might want to go ahead and cut the deal now. I'm sure they're probably thinking about those odds. Hey, Doug, good job today. Give us the website quickly one more time.
www.uschina.org, the U.S.
Right.
China Business Council.
Thank you, Doug. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.